I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. There was a run on bottled water in Tokyo today. That after authorities issued a warning about radiation levels at the water treatment plant for the city. The levels were twice what's deemed safe for infants, so parents in Tokyo were urged not to use tap water to dilute infant formula. This is the latest fallout from the unfolding crisis at the Fukushima nuclear power plant, which was damaged by the March 11th earthquake and tsunami. Radiation from the crippled plant has also contaminated milk and vegetables in the region. Miho Ota lives in Tokyo. She's the mother of two young children. One of them is 4 months old, the other a three-year-old. They'll soon be moving north to join her husband, who's working as an engineer in Ibaraki Prefecture. But for now, Ota's trying to cope without using Tokyo's tap water.
By the time we heard about the news, all the water, of course, was gone from the shelves in the stores.
So what are you doing then?
We always used to drink mineral water at home for drinking purposes. So we do have a certain amount of stock, but it won't last very long if you start cooking with it. So we have to think of what we do.
Have you been told that you should not be cooking with the tap water?
No, they said that for regular daily use, it should be okay to use the tap water. But once you hear about it, you want to go on the safe side. So I don't know to what degree I should use mineral water.
Right. So you want to take any precaution. What else are you doing, though, to make sure that your family and you are as isolated as possible from any kind of radiation exposure?
I think we would have to stay away from food outside the home, for example, restaurants and other places where you're not sure of what water is being used to cook and what kind of vegetables is being used to cook. And that's pretty much all I can do about food and not buy food originating from the nuclear power plant area.
And in terms of your kids, have you taken any other precautions?
Well, we'll try to avoid the rain. It's been raining the past few days, but I've been trying to keep them at home. Or places where you don't get wet, or cover them completely if there's a need to go out.
Do you feel as though you're getting up-to-date information and accurate information from the Japanese government about the dangers of radiation in food and water?
I don't think they are hiding any data, but I don't know if they are quick enough in giving out those information. I presume that if there is contamination in water in Tokyo, that there should be equally contaminated water up in the north, but none of that information has been given out so far, for example, from the prefecture where we're planning to return to very soon.
Now, you're going to the north. Your husband is there working as an engineer. And so clearly you're concerned about the lack of word up there. Are you going to be taking precautions on your own or just waiting and seeing what the government says for that region?
We're going to take precautions on our own and, of course, taking all the information from foreign media as well as our own media in Japan.
You're looking for information from foreign media to compare it with what you're hearing locally?
Yes, because after this earthquake, a lot of my friends and relatives living abroad have been calling me, but they have been panicking more than people in Japan have been. So I was always trying to look into the media of those countries, what they were saying about us.
And have you heard anything that is remarkably different from what you know to be the case locally or what you're at least told by the government locally?
Not so much as in terms of data, but the way it's being transmitted maybe gives some false image of Japan, because I think many people think that the entire Japanese country is under panic and in emergency state, but it's only the east and the north part of Japan.
What's it like to go through this experience?
Oh, actually, it's not the first time because I used to grow up in Germany and I was there when the Chernobyl accident happened. I was in high school, so I wasn't as close as this one to the area where it happened, but the food issue was always a problem for a long time, trying to avoid food from the eastern area. So I'm more alert than other mothers in my circle because they have not had this experience with nuclear accidents.
What do you plan on doing, though? I mean, you're worried now that you say you can't find bottled water. You're relying on the mineral water that you've been using, although that's going to be in short supply as well.
I've asked some relatives in West Japan to send some water to organize for some bottles to be shipped to a place. And in the long range, if that's not going to help, maybe we have to take refuge in a different area for a certain period of time until the iodine level goes down.
Miho, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Yes.
Good luck to you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Miho Ota, who's a mother of two young children, speaking to us from her home in Tokyo.